patrons.
All right there, John.
Hello.
Less ots fuck at the minute, isn't it?
It isn't anywhere near as ots fucks it was.
It ain't much better, but it's better.
It is better. At least the breeze has got a bit of bloody coldness to it.
Well, I heard today it was 10 degrees colder, but 50% more humid.
All right.
I don't know if it's 50% more humid or 50% humidity. I'm not too sure. I don't really know.
I was going to say, I don't think... It was pretty humid while it was hot as well.
Yeah. But it's nice to... I had to... Did you have the windows up in the van?
Windows up?
Mm. Because it's a bit cold on mine.
Yeah.
A bit chillier in the mornings.
My typical BMW thing, for those of you who don't own an F series, which is...
None of our listeners, aren't they?
Most of them.
Nope. I think everyone in the Discord owns an F series in some description. So...
Yeah, well, apart from me.
Yeah, no, the BMW, as they have had for many, many moons, have obviously got the hot-cold dial in the middle.
Mm.
And I did have to... I didn't change the temperature. I kept it in the 16 degrees, but I did flick it across to the hot side of 16 degrees so that it wasn't ice-boxy this morning. Yeah. Pleasant, though, isn't it? Yeah. I sat outside on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
I sat outside from about 9:45 till 10:30, just in my shorts and t-shirt, like, thank God.
Yeah. Well, I go through stages with wearing shorts. I either wear jeans relentlessly, and I think, I can't believe I used to wear shorts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the shorts come out, the jeans are nowhere to be seen.
Mm.
Like, no matter, I mean, I'm in them now. And it's just no matter what I'm doing. And also, I walk in the door from work, shorts on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whereas in the winter, I'm trying to get into the habit of, like, wearing comfy clothes around the house, because I don't normally do that. Because, I mean, my work clothes aren't the comfiest, but it's not fucking overalls.
No.
You know, and I can stretch and move and things. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, no, I just fucking mooch about in this. And Soph was like, really? Get some jammies. I was like, I'm wearing fucking pajamas. What, 9? I go to bed bollock naked anyway, and I thought... I can't even bother to get changed.
And then you got some pyjamas and went...
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Promptly
yeah.
Shit them.
Oh, Bulger here.
Oh, he is here. You probably won't hear much from Bulge tonight.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah, that's thrown me off. No, I've got...
I've seen you in jammies, so I know you
two
like...
Two or three pairs of the fat face lounge pants.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen you in some, I believe, some red checkered ones, I believe.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Seen them.
Yeah, it's like a majority red, but it's red, green and white, those checkers.
Do you remember that time I had to come to your house and get a spoon in the middle of the night?
Get a spoon?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do remember that.
John at 10 at night, like, this is really random, and no worries if not, but I don't suppose I could pop around and borrow a spoon, can I?
Yeah, that was funny. You were working
was
at
that
the...
for food or heroin?
Food.
Both. Oh, yeah. Food,
food, food, food. I'd pay all, fuck it. Let's do some now. Yeah, I was doing security, wasn't I? That car dealership place.
Yeah, and you're taking your lunch to work with no cutlery.
I thought, fuck!
Oh, was that when you prematurely wore out that Nissan MV200 by idling it all night?
Yes.
Every night.
7 nights a week, 12 hours.
Yes.
I don't know, 8 hours, I think, something like that. But yeah.
Fuck that, it was bastard freezing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You need a rad on.
I can remember that night that... I mean, it definitely wasn't during lockdown.
No.
Definitely not.
No, Bulge never came round during lockdown.
No.
Did you ever, to that site, and talk about social credit scores? Didn't your bill rock up once?
Yeah, that was when we were all there.
Oh, yeah.
We were all there. And
I said you were new starters, didn't I?
Just showing them the ropes. Well, how to sit in your van.
That you all scurried out of when we arrived. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we were socially distant. Probably.
God, COVID, eh? Isn't that a laugh?
Yeah, was it? Yeah.
Do you not always think about COVID? COVID was... over 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Mm.
And this is such a me thing to think, but I always think to myself, the Second World War is still going on at this as a time frame.
Yeah.
We're deep into the war.
Yeah.
So that, like, I mean, how long did it really last, COVID?
What,
6
year,
months?
A year, if you, like...
There's an argument for saying it was just the flu. but
It was probably about a year because it was March.
Yeah, because they locked us down.
But you think
they opened them back up,
yeah,
and
but
then
in June,
and then
it was only 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, and then Christmas came around, and they went,
nope.
Yeah, no, you can't have Christmas this year.
No, bearing in mind they told us you can definitely have Christmas this year.
Yeah,
and then very quickly went. Nah, no, that Christmas thing.
No, we can have Christmas. We can have Christmas. But you peasants.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will be holding weekly meetings.
We will be hosting meetings.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always think to myself, and I know,
and
it's
Matt
such
Hancock's
a meeting.
Going to finger his secretary.
A burp. I know it's.
Well, I want to go on to that, actually.
What, fingering your secretary?
Well, effectively,
what's his name?
Matt Hancock. Like
Matt Wanksock.
She was pretty tasty, wasn't she? The secretary.
He's a little gremlin-looking cunt.
Yeah, I was like, why? Of all the beady, horrible politicians you could have got finger-blasted by, why did you pick him? I mean, at least have a go with Boris. He's got fucking great fingers.
Yeah, and he's funny.
Funny-looking.
I mean, he'll burp you and then make you laugh.
Yeah.
Done me all right. It's done John alright.
Yeah.
You know,
you could have had whatever the fuck he was called, the...
Oh, yeah.
This end, the local fucking Tory...
What, the tractor wanker?
The tractor wanker.
Combine wanker.
Combine wanker. For those who don't know, the local MP around here got
Neil
caught.
Parrish.
Neil Parrish.
Neil Parrish.
Well, he was a local MP for fucking...
He was.
Forever, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, it turns out he's just sitting in the back of the Commons. Vigorously tugging one out to a class.
So what was happening? Was he pulling himself around the room?
No,
or was he just watching pornography?
I think he was fucking blue ballsing himself, edging.
So it was, but what, hand on knob?
No.
Or just watching it?
Watching it and getting himself all fucking
hot and steamy.
Well, I think he was getting flustered because he'd accidentally found the pornography when he was quite clearly
looking for
a dominatrix tractor.
Yeah. Oh, it's got a Liebherr V12. Blah, 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 blah.
So was that his argument? He was trying to find a dominatrix tractor.
Yeah.
And he found some people tied up and balls in
people's mouths.
And owing to it being mating season, became aroused.
You got to show ID now to watch pornography. Or at some stage, anyway.
Yeah, I noticed when I went on to my Sky Bet account, I had to...
Funny name.
Sky Bet account.
Funny. It's the Sky Bet Hub.
Sweaty Betty Hub.
But yeah, when I went onto my Sky Bet account, it was like, you need to... You need
show
permission.
Your driving license.
You need permission from your broadband provider.
Really?
And I was like, well, my broadband provider is Sky. So...
It's you. Are you all right with me doing this?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Actually, I don't know how old you are. Right.
I know your name's on the bill.
Yeah.
And I know it's been on the bill for at least 10 years.
Why do we always have to ask that bloke for permission back in the day, by the way?
Huh?
You always had to, if you wanted to enter that thing on like online or on the TV, you had to ask for fucking some bloke's permission.
Oh, Bill Payer.
Bill Payer.
I've never met the guy.
And the thing is, I always, you know, checked with Bill Payer, and I thought... I don't know Bill Payer. Done, that was it. I couldn't proceed.
William Payer, never heard of him.
There in the yellow pages. Like that. Fucking William Payer. Nope. Not round your bar.
I knew it was gonna be a joke. And I was like, oh, where's he going with this?
Right, hang on, let me just say, that's the difference between me and you. When I can tell you're teeing up a joke, I think, oh, I can't wait for this. Honestly, this is gonna fucking get me rolling around. I tee up a joke, John goes, oh, fucking hell, where's he going with this? Oh, hell.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, Bill Payer, where the fuck were we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sky.
Where the fuck was Bill Payer? Forever.
So do we have to check with him if we want to watch porn now? I can't remember. What's...
I don't know.
You have to show ID now.
How?
How?
Not that I've tried,
but you have to show pictures. They have to go on like some sort of... You know when you go on to like pay council tax and you have to like go for this verification thing?
Get the fuck out. I'm not putting that all over...
Well, to be honest, not that I watch pornography, but my first thought was, that's going to... I understand why. I will begin with saying that. I do totally understand why, because it is... I think we're going to look back on this, and I will finish the sentence at one point. We're going to look back...
Well, your Wi-Fi lets me straight on.
That's because I don't watch pornography. you know, because I'm not a dirty bastard. But I did try to look at some
sick
stuff.
Day with stepsis, family therapy, Alex Adams and Sophie Tyler.
Sophie, what?
You'll never guess what they're doing.
Is she a midget?
Step bros.
Step
no
bros.
Step midget. Again. No.
But I just thought, I think, yeah, I'll go back to what I was saying
step
the third
midget,
time.
No.
We are going to look back at this time and we're going to think to ourselves, huh, remember when anybody could just watch porn whenever they wanted?
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's easy for us to be like, well, who cares? Because we're old enough.
Mm.
But, and I do think, and then we're going down a completely different avenue, I do think porn is ruining it for men and women. I think it's for various reasons. And I don't just mean because blokes grow up thinking, oh, women like to be cummed on. Do you know what I mean? All
yeah.
this sort of stuff.
She wants me to choke her.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah. That sort of stuff. But yeah. I saw a thing and I thought it's so true. Because I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about sort of serotonin boosts and all the rest of it. And also, I read a thing recently that said they think we've got the...
HIV?
No, that's bold.
The AIDS? Oh.
No.
Herpagonal syphilis.
No, stop reeling off your medical history.
Your patient
that
zero.
Men that teenagers these days have the same testosterone levels as men in their 70s did 30 years ago or something stupid like that. Our testosterone levels are very low naturally, and I think a lot of that is because a lot of blokes are pulling, well, younger men, teenagers are pulling themselves around the room far more often than they should. Back in our day, we'd have to time it well. You'd have to find a magazine.
The 10-minute free view.
The 10-minute free view.
Comes in the living room because you didn't have Sky in your bedroom.
Yeah, exactly that.
Phone.
Yeah. It was. You had to pick your moments. These days, it's just readily available. But also, I read a thing that said, it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I thought it is so very true. It said, back in the day, men would see a beautiful woman once in their life. They'd paint her on the side of a plane and go and fight in a war. These days, blokes are pulling themselves around a 10 out of 10 before they even fucking got out of bed in the morning.
Yeah. Mm.
Which is true. And apparently there's some sort of mental-based sort of reward system.
Dopamine.
Yeah, basically. That when you sort of pull yourself around a room, it's like, well done. Well done. You feel good now. But, like, you've got... There's almost, like, no reason for it. And then your brain just goes, oh. So when
that,
it comes...
That was too easy.
Yeah.
Post-nut clarity.
Basically that, yeah. I think the medical term is post-nut clarity. So I think we're going to look back at this and be like, oh. Remember when people just pulled themselves around the room left,
what
right and centre?
What a bunch of wankers we
used
to be.
Yeah, literally.
I'll be saying to Archie, God, you missed out, boy. What a time we lived in. What a time.
There were
lockdowns, Call of Duty... And unlimited pornography.
Yeah.
Anything you could ever imagine.
Get Coke delivered quicker than a pizza.
Yeah.
Unreal. You didn't even... 300 we used to get. But, yeah, it is mad. In the same way that we look back... Because we're the generation to find the porno in a bush, aren't we?
Tail end of it, I think. Yeah.
The tail end of that, yeah.
Well, yeah, but we're still part of it.
Yeah.
Our generation. We'll be
I
at
mean,
the
I did have,
it was more
I did
of a
have...
standing in a newsagent's going...
Yeah.
With the jazz mags up.
Hear these.
Skin razzle. Felt
bloody
seedy,
escort.
Though, didn't it?
It's not about cars, either. North Fiesta.
But isn't it weird? Any more Ford names?
Sierra.
Just get a fucking copy of Capri, shall us? Capri Suns. But, gay mag.
That's why Shuffles likes him so much.
Oh, he likes an Escort, a Fiesta, and a tranny.
Yeah.
And a replica woman.
Sounds like you're talking about his missus.
No, that's not what I meant.
Well, you heard it here first.
He said it.
Oh, I haven't hit record. Anyway.
That old chestnut.
Ow. I laughed so much, hit my head on the wall.
There's a wall there.
Oh, where the fuck are we? Yeah, but I think this is a sort of coming of age thing. In the same way that we are the nutting of age. Oh my God, this is too cum heavy. Bulge in the morning. It's... We're the generation of... Yours is bigger, so you produce more.
Right.
There's no scientific evidence to back that up.
It's got further to travel.
Lower
pressure.
Too pushed.
I actually can't remember the last time I managed to...
What, have a wank?
No.
Certainly remember that. Yeah.
Have a wank
this
is the morning.
In the bathroom at Phoenix.
Not now the jazz mags are gone.
Never even so... But no, to actually get time to have a wank in the morning. Like, I can't remember the last time I've been able to do that.
Well, it's the risk of waking the wife up, I suppose.
Yeah, but I mean, even without that risk, it's like...
There's a bathroom,
you just got shit to do all the time, haven't you?
What kind of world do we live in? We don't even have time to pull the wire out of ourselves.
Unbelievable.
I mean, how long does it take?
Unbelievable, you know.
It bulged 20 minutes, famously, from an old episode, if you remember.
Fucking two-tier Starmer's got no idea what it's like living this oppressed lifestyle exactly where we haven't even
got... Well, no, he's got Ukrainian rent boys to sort him out.
That's what I mean. He's got no idea the struggles that we go through.
The only downside is they will set fire to your house.
Is it true they're going to stop popping boats and sending them back now or something like that?
I shouldn't think Labour will do anything like that.
What the trouble is that...
Was it one in, one out or something?
Yeah, you've got fucking President Macron.
It's not a nightclub. I don't understand.
Yeah. You got the old fucking hand macaroni.
Handstands. Yeah, Union Jack and your hand didn't come in.
Yeah.
You got the old macaroni who's... can't cope with the fact that they're so fucking lefty that a bunch of right-wing... Well, yeah, if you want to call them right-wing. Makes it sound extremist, doesn't it?
What
say,
are we talking about now?
The
one-in-one-out
thing.
So does that mean we're going to have an illegal and then send one over there?
They're doing 50.
What, like John... Well, not John, you. Like Steve down the road's going to Syria.
No, so... Well, yeah, effectively. Effectively. So it's like... The UK are saying that it's like we'll only let any more legal migrants in if some of the migrant
leaves.
Yeah an illegal leaves. But the trouble is that France macaroni being fucking macaroni, he's trying to wave his bollocks about and try and act tough.
Quite a French thing to do, actually, isn't it, really?
Well, yeah.
My testicle.
It would be if he hadn't already been fucking bitch-slapped by his whole country as it is anyway.
And his missus.
And his missus.
Coming off the plane.
But he's basically saying that for every refugee or migrant, whatever you want to... boat person, whatever you want to call them, that they send back...
Talking to the mic.
That they send back to France, France will let two more come across.
Right, okay. That makes sense. I think, to an extent.
It doesn't matter, their navy's escorting them over anyway.
They've got a navy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're escorting them into British waters and then going, here you go, RNLI, that's your problem now.
I still stand by the Takeshi's Castle style.
What, like a big
border.
Fucking like obstacle course to
get
in?
Yeah, you make it to the end. Come on in. You've proved your physical worth.
There's a giant swinging arm. You got to jump over it every time it comes round to you.
Yeah.
Seems easy. It's not.
Yeah.
But I also think there should be like lava underneath them, not just like some water and you go home. That I think it should be.
Oh, I think the water's fine. Often can't swim anyway.
Saltwater crocodiles in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Now
I think
talking.
There should be some level of
bit
jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Yeah, but yeah. In jeopardy.
Bit jeopardy.
Did you not see the bonfire?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the...
Jesus.
Yeah.
That got some lefties crying, didn't
oh,
it?
Oh, fuck,
that got
didn't
snowflakes
it?
Riled right up that day.
Yeah.
You can rely on the Irish for stuff like that, can't you?
Yeah.
On the Northern Irish.
Yeah, and I love...
Which I'll be totally
like,
honest.
They're like, oh, yeah, the police
Irish.
Are looking into... The police are looking into
are.
It to see who is responsible for it. And I was like, there was like 20,000 people around that bonfire. They're all pretty responsible for it, as far as I'm... Yeah. If they stood there and watched that effigy go up in flames and watch it burn, they're part of it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do, arrest 20,000 people?
Probably
Wouldn't actually surprise me.
Madness.
Probably. Fire potatoes at them, or whatever the fuck it is the Irish do.
Yeah, they ain't got water cannons anymore.
Well, they'll tarmac their drive and sell them some Lucky Heather, Lucky Heather.
God,
allegedly.
And some moody knives.
I find it hard to talk about this sort of stuff these days, to be perfectly honest.
You're getting old.
Well, I think the other thing you've got to be careful of is doing what we're doing, talking about certain things these days, because they are going around arresting people for things like this.
We know. We've been doing that a long time.
Well, yeah, but...
And, well, I mean, as we discussed last time with the whole Glastonbury thing, and I think this is a similar platform to Glastonbury, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if you scaled Glastonbury
16
down...
16 people, not 1.6 million.
Oh, sorry. But, you know. It's a decimal point issue, you know? Yeah. Oh, well, talking of wrong ones...
Niall.
Nope. Niall. We're going to talk about the Epstein list. Yeah. Well, actually, we're not, because there's nothing to talk about.
There's no list. Never existed.
It never existed. I was always dubious about there being a list anyway, if I'm being totally honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing...
I thought, these people think they're untouchable, yes. A, who's writing it down?
Jizzy Maxwell.
Well, she's in prison, but what's she in prison for? There's no list.
Well, yeah.
Having a stupid haircut, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is so above board anyway that it doesn't... It doesn't warrant questioning, you know. I mean, that, you know, poor Jeffrey Epstein. Really, you know, he was obviously in a very bad mental state.
Yeah,
he felt the need to take his own life legitimately.
Yeah, well, they've watched CCTV of it.
Yeah, the FBI says he definitely committed suicide.
That's it.
But they've seen the CCTV. What's there to argue with? I mean, they won't show us. I mean, we don't want to see a man commit suicide. I mean, some still images maybe, but. You know, don't need to release it. We'll just take your word for it.
Yeah.
We've watched it.
Nah,
okay?
our generation remembers Rotten.com, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That had left my memory for...
I was more...
RateMyPoo.com.
I thought you said something else then.
I did, yeah. I thought there was a P in there.
I was going to say, for those listeners that also thought he said something, he said rate. He's not putting his willy in it without consent.
Ugh.
And I wasn't a Rotten.com. I was a Consumption Junction kind of kid.
Consumption of pornography.
Yes. Yeah. At a road junction.
Yes. Porn in the bushes.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Full circle. Thank you for listening.
It's the circle.
Do you remember morning? Do you remember Consumption Junction?
I never went on it.
No, I don't think I knew that one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's basically rotten.
Rotten.com and ratemypoo.com.
There was a website talking about like how we're going to look back on things that are weird. There was a website called Rate My Ex. Which when you think about it...
He said rate.
No, I didn't.
Oh, Jesus.
But like...
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I find it fascinating, actually, things in this day and age that are... on the turn of like, we're going to look back on this and think it was fucking weird. In the same way that like smoking indoors...
Yeah.
You think, how? Why? Huh?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
People do that, yeah.
Well, like in a restaurant.
Yes. Yeah, smoking or non-smoking as if it doesn't travel.
Yeah, exactly. Famously, it does. You can see, watch it and in my dinner. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Well, I remember the pub when we first moved there. Smoking indoors.
Yeah.
The place fucking stank.
Mm-hmm. But it's almost a smell we
miss. It always made me laugh, though, because, like... Growing up where I did, you know, and working in the pub as well, it was this whole fucking thing. All you got for the whole year leading up to it when they announced the indoor smoking ban.
2007?
It's going to be the death.
Yeah.
The death of the pub trade, this. That people won't come out. They won't come out if they can't have a fag. Mm. And I thought, and I used to say the same thing, well, you can have a fag.
Yeah.
Just not in, you just have to get up off your seat.
Ironically, it was the non-smokers that started to come out less.
Yeah.
Because they'd be left at the table when everyone fucked off outside.
Yeah.
And then they'd get bump into people and start chatting, and they'd be like, well, where the fuck are they gone?
Do you want another drink, mate?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I don't know if they've left me.
Yeah.
I might need a taxi, actually, not a drink. Because two of them are my lifts. Yeah. They've only had five.
Can you leave? Or we can put you on a smaller table. We've got a table of eight waiting to come in, mate. It's just you. No, my friends are coming back, probably.
Yeah. You know those seven that have just come in and asked for the table? That's them.
This is our table. Yeah, I remember when I know I said this, but when I used to play snooker, two tables lengthways, not side by side, what would you call it? Are they side by side? Because to me, that's side by side.
Well, yeah, it's in a row.
End to end.
In a row. End to end. In a row, end to end, right? You couldn't see the other table come the end of the night for the cigarette smoke in the room.
Yeah.
And you just think, and we used to, that was just fine. Totally accepted.
Yeah.
And
Five-year-old kids in there?
Yeah, I mean, I was 15.
So your girlfriend was there.
I don't even know what that joke is, to be honest. Because I was 15.
Yeah.
So
you were still a paedophile when you were 15.
That's because she was 6.
I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know. I can see what he's trying to do there.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you credit for it. But yeah. And I do think that pornography thing. I don't know why I keep saying it like I'm a fucking doctor. Porn.
Yeah.
Jazz, like, mags.
Pornography.
I can't believe that it's even available. Okay.
Okie dokie, Skip.
Who are you trying to fool?
Can you imagine if in 15 years' time, Niles finds God in quite a big way, and then this all has to be deleted?
Well, I thought about it anyway.
Or finding God?
No, just deleting this.
Life delete. Epstein style.
Oh, fucking hell.
Well, someone does it for me. I mean, yeah. I do it myself.
No, all above board.
Found in the boot of a locked car with 2 shots to the back of the head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so we were going to talk about Epstein, weren't we?
Yes. One thing I do have a mild issue with, and I know this is a very suspect thing to say, but I don't like this whole attitude of just because you're on the flight logs, you must have burnt the kid.
Yeah.
Nonce.
Like, to be fair, the island is tiny. It's a lot smaller than I thought it was.
Well, yeah, but
it
doesn't mean that there was just... Obviously, this is now making me sound like I'm some sort of Nancy sympathiser.
But this is the problem. You do sound like a non-sympathiser when you say this.
Yeah, but...
But do you think, 365 days of the year...
You're telling me a Nancy course didn't happen in a minute, aren't you?
Yeah.
But in the same way, they couldn't have killed that many Jews in Auschwitz.
They couldn't have slain that many kids.
They couldn't have burned that many kids for that long. You know? Imagine, right? I don't know. Where's somewhere that you like to go, Bulge?
Epstein Island.
No, maybe it's not Nile. Jesus.
Right. The garage that shall not be named, right? All of a sudden, it comes out that they're a fucking great big drug enterprise, and if you buy enough drugs, you can burn up a kid if that tickles your fancy, right? Just because you went there for some servicing doesn't mean you bought drugs and burnt a kid.
It doesn't mean you went there for that servicing.
The car was serviced and you weren't. You know what I'm saying?
I suppose, yeah.
But I just... Tom Hanks is on the list. Tom Hanks is on the list.
He's a wrong'un though, isn't he?
Why?
You can fuck right off with that nonsense.
He just looks the type. He's been in Hollywood for too long, isn't he?
So do you.
You do.
I mean, so do I.
You do.
I do. Twofold.
So I do. Mirror, mirror, on the wall.
Who's the nonsense of them all? Get your finger away from me. Bam.
Timothy.
Oh.
Right, actually, that's another one I want to talk about.
I also don't believe that was as bad as people made it out to be. Either.
Greg Wallace.
Oh, him. And Jimmy Savile.
Well, yeah, but it's all the same fucking thing, isn't it?
Well, mate, the other
and John
Turodes.
Well.
Yeah, because he said something a bit racist or something.
Yeah.
Who what?
John Turodes, the other...
Bass.
Oh, the
bass.
Other guy.
Yeah, the other one.
Knowledge.
Yeah, bass knowledge, man.
Yeah,
okay.
But he's been sacked for saying something a bit racist.
Genuinely a bit racist. I don't know what he said, but the way they keep wording it sounds it's like...
It's interesting.
Like it could have been said in the 80s, but not now.
It's interesting that the BBC... So,
but
their moral compass is interesting, I find. So it's like... Literally interfering with kids, cool. Say something marginally
sexist.
Are you
saying that or the BBC?
The BBC.
Okay.
Air quotes.
I can't wait to trim that up. That's going right at the start of the episode like they used
no,
to.
No, it fucking better not.
Touching. I'm not even going to say it. I edit it, fuck it. Sorry, carry on. The BBC done what? You're painful, honestly.
So,
no, let him carry on.
No, he's got his knickers in a twist now.
I've gone back on his phone now.
Surgically attached to his...
Don't throw it at me. I didn't do anything. You broke the fucking button, you dork. This doesn't work on audio. Stop throwing stuff at me.
I took the brunt of it that time. Yeah, so what's really what's really fucking annoyed me with it is...
What, MasterChef thing?
Yeah, Greg Wallace more than anything. I mean, he's been in reports for a long time about being inappropriate.
Burping.
You know, not necessarily burping even, but just being too far across the line. You know, there's obviously, everyone can laugh at a bit of innuendo, a bit of innuendo.
Yeah.
But when it's like, from what I can gather anyway, just this barrage of some sort of sexual reference, you know, it does make everyone uncomfortable. It doesn't matter that it's, I say it doesn't matter, this makes it sound terrible. Yes, it matters that it's all women that it's been aimed at. But what I mean by it doesn't matter that it's happened to just the women, because all of the blokes there will have felt that feeling, you know, when you start getting the slime kind of feel. Do you know what I mean? When it's like, you really are a fucking slimy bastard.
Well, obviously, you know, working the doors and the rest of it, I've seen it.
He's been so slimy.
And I've had it done to me, genuinely. Like, you get a drunk middle-aged woman, and all of a sudden you get very handsy, and I hated it.
Yeah.
And I always used to say, if this was ever fucking way around, fuck you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stop touching me, please. It's not fucking... Oh, come on. No! Leave me the fuck alone, Mum.
Man. Oh, yeah, because you worked the door for the fucking... Old dear.
I did, That was good. Good times.
Midday masterminds, whatever the fuck it was. But
that was the gangbang at the old folks' home.
Well, Jackie Stewart, have you seen these clips? Well, you don't watch TikTok, you watch Instagram Reels, so you'll see it in about 6 months. But at Goodwood Festival of Speed, some bloke goes to have his picture taken with Jackie Stewart. Sir Jackie Stewart, legend. Old man.
Yeah.
Times were a bit different back then. And he points at the camera. Oh, is this one new? Yeah, is this your one? Like, you know, is this the camera I'm looking at?
Is this your one?
And he says, something. He asks if it's his girlfriend or something. And he says, lumps in all that eight places, eh? And then they take the picture, they laugh, and off they go.
Yeah.
And the bloke put the video up. Because I think she was videoing and they were going to take like a screenshot or whatever.
Oh, is this the classic? People got offended on her behalf.
No, but he was like, oh, I laughed out of nervousness. I mean, she put the video up.
Oh.
And a different, like, you know, separately. And didn't make any comment on it, but he did. Which, again, sort of backs up what you're saying. But like, oh yeah, it made me feel uncomfortable. And all the people saying he's of a different generation, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, but he is of a different generation.
Yes.
Well, A, he is of a different generation.
He's
B, he's not... B, he's not gone, look at the norks on that. Go on, let's
bangers.
Let's
motorboat there.
Yeah, go on, whip one out.
Do picks for pitch, shall us, boy?
I don't know what that is. Well, it's no different to Liam Gallagher going, I want some breasts up on that screen now.
Yeah.
Any different?
But I tell you, the other thing that I genuinely...
Are we sounding a bit woke, actually? I'm a bit worried.
No.
Okay. No, I feel like we're being anti-woke. Because
it's
like...
offence. I don't really know where
just,
we were.
Well, just saying lumps in all the right places.
But that
like
could
I say,
also be...
a bit of a joke. A bit of an innuendo.
A sort of old-fashioned compliment. It doesn't mean, fucking nice rack on her mind.
He just doesn't turn around and go, tits and ass on her.
But he didn't even mean necessarily tits and ass. He just means, you know... I don't know.
But it's okay... It's okay for one of the other fat women singers.
Adele?
No. All the right junk in all the right places. That's okay for her to say it.
Yeah.
Megan Trainor.
Trainor, yeah. Get her and the Stallion confused.
Yeah, they're two very different
I know,
people. but... The tone of their voice.
Yeah, of course. I don't know what you thought I meant. That's exactly what I meant. It's a paywall, it's fine. And
but...
Does it do with tan lines?
I genuinely feel like if the BBC are going to do what they're doing, which, especially what they're doing with this John Terodes, which I'm not gonna make any.
What'd he say?
Well, we don't know.
Oh,
is it out there or not? It just says,
I don't think so. A racist comment that has been upheld, and John Rhodes has basically said it's happened so long ago. A, I don't believe that I've said it, and B, if I have said it, I genuinely do not remember saying anything. Mm. But it's something a bit racist, right? And the way I see it, and this is genuine, is surely then you need to get Matt Lucas and David Walliams up on the fucking stand and ask them why they thought it was appropriate for Matt Lucas to play Precious in Come Fly With Me.
Yeah.
And David Walliams to be throwing up as soon as there's an Indian person's name mentioned in Little Britain.
Yeah.
How's that not racist?
Well, it is. That's why they cried and apologised.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you do with these fucking lunatics is apologise for anything.
I think it was you that said last time, never apologise.
Yeah, never apologise.
Was it you that said that?
Probably Bulge.
Yeah.
Might
never
have been me.
Apologise.
Because
it doesn't matter.
According to the BBC. Well, the minute you apologise, I tell you, because Kevin Hart, didn't he, famously, he got pulled up on a load of gay tweets, didn't he? Or did he say he didn't want his daughter to grow up a lesbian or something? I genuinely cannot remember. And he had got the Oscars hosting taken away from him. And the reason he had it taken away from him is because he refused to apologise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his whole point of not apologising was, what difference is it going to make?
Yeah.
I still said them. I regret them, but I'm not sorry for it. I can't undo it.
No.
Mm. I'm a different person now to what I was then. Am I sorry for being me back then? No, I'm not.
But it was only last week I overheard on the radio that some American woman that was on the American Love Island.
American woman.
Bulge just sang, everyone.
He did. But she's been issuing apologies after apologies, getting hate mail forever because of a fucking tweet she made 12 years ago.
No, you'll never satisfy these people.
No.
You know,
never.
Well, Jim Davidson had it, right? Jim Davidson, yeah. He got pulled up, didn't he? He was doing an interview, and they said, well, why don't you apologise? He went, yeah, I'm sorry. Feel better?
Yeah.
Didn't think so. And he was like, no, mean it. And he said, why does it matter? It makes... I mean, but also, what I shared into the group chat, and I've never got my head around these sort of things, and I know this is a very treacherous path we're walking down, but they all want equality.
Fuck them.
They want equality. Women want equality. Black people want equality. We all just want to be one big, happy human race, don't we?
Yeah.
And I sent you a screenshot of the UK Black Business Show.
Yeah.
Which is an award... Well, it's a business show purely for black people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, there is an argument to be had that, we want to be, I don't know what their argument is, to be honest with you. I did nearly have it. But it's like the MOBO Awards. It's the Black Music Awards, isn't it? Is it MOBO? Is it MOBI? It's a bit different, big way.
No, that's a bold-headed techno man.
Fuck yeah. Eminem didn't like him.
Nope.
Good album, though. I liked him. You liked him, didn't you? Yeah. Do you like MOBI?
Yeah. Neither gangster nor rap.
Yeah, or 80s or ballad rock.
Ballad rock, yeah.
Yeah, so why is that okay?
Well...
But genuinely, why is that okay?
I think we know what the answer is, but...
Because it's racist and we do it, not when they do it.
Yeah. That.
But isn't it... Don't we just live in such a fucking crazy world that,
it's
like...
fucked up.
But it's honestly, fucked up. I do... I think that's the most troubling thing at the minute, apart that and AI, because AI is going to kill us. That's next time. But I just think... They can't see the irony. Nobody can apparently see the irony. Or they're too scared to mention the irony. So the Emperor's new clothes. No one wants to be the one to go, hang on a minute.
Well, you know what it is? It's... probably 30 plus years of people saying, you're the victim, though. But you're the victim. You're the victim. You're the victim. You're the victim.
What's this, the Jews in 45?
No.
Oh.
What were you just talking about?
Yeah, I know, Bulge. It was a joke. Sorry.
So, you're the victim. And this victim mentality has been bred into people over a couple of generations. And now you've got people who've lived in one of the richest countries in the world.
Yeah.
Have had a relatively comfortable life as far as it goes. Okay, it might be a bit shit occasionally, but everyone's life's a bit shit occasionally, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone has times. But fundamentally,
no, what kind of skin is, or what you keep in your pants, or don't keep in your pants, or whatever the fuck's going on, even if you wear pants.
Fundamentally,
you still have shit.
Your life hasn't been that bad. Okay, someone might have said something nasty to you at some point. That happens to everyone. Black, white, Asian, whatever.
If you're fat, as a child, it happens a lot.
Yeah. Well, I was fat and ginger.
Yeah. So was I. Don't worry.
You weren't ginger.
I'm just fucking grey now.
Are you? Really? You were ginger naturally.
I mean, I wasn't quite as gingery as you.
Well, thanks.
But it's kind of been...
I had some soul, should we say.
25% soul.
But there's the whole... I feel like I'm due reparations because my ancestors might have been slaves. It's like, yeah, your ancestor might have been, but you weren't. So yeah. Why do you want? Why do you deserve money?
I think the
bit so far removed and then, as well, isn't it? That's what I don't get.
The other thing that I found out the other day that I was quite astonished by, actually, is I knew that we, the Royal Navy, the British, helped abolish the slave trade, the Atlantic slave trade. We helped abolish it. The loans that we took out to do that were paid back in 2015.
Mm.
Really?
So we're talking 300 years worth of debt to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But we still can't do right.
No.
We're still told, well, you British Empire evil slavers, you sold people, you know, it's like.
And I think the other bit that's...
African tribes sold their own people to white people as slaves.
Mm.
The other bit that's very... You know, very much along the same lines as that is obviously this whole, the whole argument of not getting equal opportunities.
Well, that ain't been true for a long time.
The bit that I find quite hard to sort of go along with in that respect is like, well, how many people in your neighbourhood had better opportunities than you?
Yeah,
probably none. You know, you all probably had the same amount of opportunity, and the long and short of it is, genuinely, we'll fucking leave then.
Yeah.
You know, there's no opportunities for me here living in this tower block in London. Right, well, how much somewhere else then? Yeah, how much are you paying in rent?
Mm.
Probably £1,500 a month for some dog shit flat. Come out to meet us.
Yeah.
You know, if you can afford 1,400 quid a month for your rent, fuck me, you live like a king out here.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially in Wellington, Christ.
But that's... I don't know. What?
No, nothing, just him making stupid comments. But, you know, I can't help but think, you know, and yes, I understand, it's not that fucking easy because of family, because of this, because of that, blah, blah, blah.
I get that.
Look at the fucking infrastructure we've got.
Yeah.
You can get on a train from wherever. No matter where you are, you can get on a bus a train.
If you're really clever, you can get on a train and not pay for it.
Yeah, if you're wily, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can get a fucking coach to London from here.
Yeah.
We're famously very backwards down here. We don't even know what electricity is and all this sort of nonsense. We're all farmers. But we can still get on a giant bus. It's a giant, normal-sized bus. But on a coach to London for about 20 quid.
Yeah,
20 quid. That there lending. Big smook. You know,
but that's the thing that bugs me as well.
It's easier to complain than it is to do something about it, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's like the similar thing. We're told that, well, England or the UK is a fundamentally racist country. We're fundamentally racist because of inequalities and all the rest of it. It's like, well, last time I checked, minimum wage was the same for everyone, unless you live in London, in which case it's higher. We all have the same right to housing. Well,
yep.
Yeah, we all have the same right to housing.
Yeah.
We all have the same right to benefits if you're a citizen and sometimes if you're not.
Oftentimes if you're not.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
How is that?
I know the problem
is if there was a white person minimum wage and it was higher than the black person minimum wage, you'd have a fucking point.
Yeah.
Absolutely you'd have a point, but there's not.
No.
There's no segregation. There was never any segregation in this country.
No.
If you'll know, when the American soldiers came here and they were in our pubs in World War II, they kick off at some like around London. You get people who are resident there who are black, and they'd be like, "Well, you can't come in here." It's like, well, "Fuck off, mate! I live here."
Yeah.
You know. And then the Yanks would be like, no, back home, you wouldn't be allowed in here. It's like, yeah, but we're not in America, we're in England.
Mm. Yeah, our jurisdiction,
motherfucker. We don't do segregation here. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
So what I find odd as well is is if you go back... Now, the problem is as well, I would quickly say this. The issue is we fit into the exact window of
yeah.
people that we are all white, relatively straight, middle-aged white men.
Yeah.
I said white twice then on purpose. No, I didn't. But we are the problem. But I've suffered. I've been fat and ginger my whole life. I've not banged on about it. The Irish famously have been also, you know, no blacks, no Irish, no dogs. You know,
yeah.
The Irish when they emigrated to America were treated worse.
Yeah, they were. They were treated so badly.
They were treated really badly.
Bang on about it every day. No, they were just banging on about potatoes still. Fucking didn't get over that. That's sharpish. But you know, you think back to like how long ago was 40 years ago. When were you 20, Bulge?
1970s. Probably.
The 80s, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
85 was 40 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Like...
Famously bad at maths.
Yeah.
But, like, black people were still doing things.
I need to work out how many
then.
Apples Pedro has.
Who was the greatest... well-regarded as one of the greatest footballers in, like, the 70s? Pelé.
Yeah.
Black. You know, it's not... You can't play because you're black. You know, black. Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
White man. Black man. I mean, this was in the 80s when apparently this was, you know, as highest, but, you know, higher than it is today.
Mm.
There was black singers. You know, the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
In the 70s. Was it all just dominated by fucking white men? You know, the 60s had black singers.
Yeah.
You know, it had white singers. And, you know, Elvis Presley was famously treated terribly by his management. He was white. His manager was white. It was nothing to do about colour. It was nothing to do with, well, you're getting paid less. You know, I don't know if you know much about Elvis, but his fucking manager was just lining his own pockets and would only let him play in America because he couldn't fly abroad because of an illegal immigrant, basically.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
That's why he only ever played in America. And he basically... You should watch the film. It's very, very good. With Austin...
Powers.
Powers. That's a different film. But yeah, no, he was getting rinsed left, right and centre. That's why he just played Las Vegas all around the fucking clock.
Right.
Because his manager was skint because he was a gambling addict. And basically signed him up to fucking play in Las Vegas and, you know, Caesar's Palace for every night for 5 years.
Right.
To clear his fucking gambling debt and shit like that. Do you know what I mean? It's, you know.
Yeah, I think it's disingenuous to say the place is intrinsically racist.
But.
Yeah.
Like, institutionally racist.
I do feel that as a country, we are racist. Now. What else? I don't mean we are racist. I mean we are labelled as a racist. If someone said to me, name a flag that you think is racist, I would immediately think of the Union Jack.
Really?
In the sense that if you fly the Union Jack, the great British flag, to me, because it's all been bandied about the media and the Daily Mail...
I was about to say, that's just because the media
you're
a racist.
I don't mean
St. George's Cross is even worse.
I don't mean it is a racist flag. I mean, it's been sort of almost given this label of a racist flag. I'd sort of jokingly say it to myself, if I see a fucking St. George's Cross flying, I'm quite a patriotic person. I know when St. George's Day is. Do either of you know when it is?
No.
The day after St. James's Park.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's the 23rd of April, right?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You did, in a weird way. But if I see that flying in someone's, like, garden, or I just think, racist.
This is England 86.
As a joke, I just say to myself, oh, racist lives there. Do you know what I mean? Because I know I'm part of the problem by thinking that, but that's kind of how I feel.
Well, no, but you're joking about it.
But if I went to France and I saw someone flying a French flag, I would never think
French
to myself...
Is proud of where he lives.
I think I'm a proud countryman.
I
would think that about every country I visited, and if I ever thought to myself, God, do you know what? These people are really proud of where they come from. I should be proud of where I come from. I'm going to fly a... Actually, maybe I shouldn't, actually. Do you know what I mean? Because
Confederate...
Just a good old boy.
I won't lie. When I bought the flags for the front of my truck, so I got a Somerset and a Devon one.
Yeah.
I was going to get...
Half, yeah.
Three. I was going to get three... But the St. George's Cross was out of stock. So I didn't bother. I just got
lorry drivers are famously racist. Is that why? Is that what you're getting at?
Why not?
I think there was a big racist march on, wasn't there, recently?
Well, it's more to see if it pissed anybody off as well.
was lorry driver thing
you've
ever
said. Because
someone
else's lorry.
No.
Well, they had to stop because they were too scared to sell them, or because people are buying them left
no,
and centre?
No, people are buying them.
I think left, right and centre. Roll up.
I think...
they're cheap, they're nice and they're half the price.
Jimmy Thatcher has got one.
Has he?
Yeah.
Racist. His birthday the other day. You racist, James.
How far through are we?
25 minutes.
Such a terrible
55 minutes.
Liar.
I'm not a terrible liar. I lie badly on purpose as a joke.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. Bold, say bye.
On that brown note.
Bye. Speak up, bro.
John, say, fuck me, that stinks, you can't.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
Now I'll say bye. Bye.